I remember Renee was like, can I get some weed off you? I have some friends visiting. And I was like, I was like, I have some really good weed. And then he's like, how much? And I'm like, I'm not even going to charge you. I just want you to take this $20 bill, throw it in Feng Chao's face and call him a bitch. And then he's like, why would I do that? Feng Chao's my best friend.
When you're funny, you can be a doorman.
Door guy at the comedy store.
You know, it's an interesting place to work.
Door, booth,
phones,
back door guy.
Door guy.
The Door Guys podcast. With Abby Roberge, Feng Chao, and Hormoz Rashidi.
Yeah, I swear to God, this Down syndrome girl is leading a Zumba class for an all-inclusive workout.
Are they fat? Do they
have
to be fat?
She'll have you sweating.
She is kind of big.
They're kind of fat a little bit. I feel like people with Down syndrome are kind of chubby.
Yeah, they're
I've never seen like a cute, slim chick that's like has Down syndrome. Have you?
No.
Feng
this
Chao,
is recording, by the way.
Feng Chao has gone through a lot of girls with Down syndrome. So.
I invite them to my bed. I fuck them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I have Down syndrome. I fuck you. You have Down syndrome.
Yeah.
Next one. Go find help. You're welcome. Whatever.
Down to fuck syndrome. Yeah.
Isn't that what you're looking for? Your top three? It's like freckled shoulders, Scarlett Johansson nose, and mental illness.
Yeah. That's next level. We're like, marry me, have my babies. I'm a retard too. I'm like on the bottom of the down, like lowest.
Is it more offensive to just say Down syndrome and then make jokes specifically about one genetic disease, or is it more offensive to say the word retard? I think in culture, it's more offensive to say the word retard. Whereas the things that we've said about Down syndrome people specifically is super horrible. Like really, really bad. And that's what we should be ashamed about.
Well,
but people will just hear retarded and just that word will trigger.
Well, because we didn't generalize.
We went specific.
That's where the problem is once you start generalizing people and throwing them into one lump category, that's when people start getting offended because then you're just being ignorant.
Exactly.
When you're specifically shitting on one person, one disease, one culture, one gender, no holds bars, baby. It's a free for all.
We were talking about like Koreans, not like Oriental people.
I don't think you can say Oriental.
No, I see what you're saying. Morgan's saying, like, we were talking about Koreans, which is like a synonym for people with Down syndrome.
No, still shitty on Down syndrome. Assholes. Welcome to the Door Guy podcast when everything is shitting on everything.
Yeah, we are here instead of the most beautiful girl here today, Abby Roberge. We've got two of the best Comedy Store waitresses money can buy, Nick Kekaris.
Hello.
Morgan doesn't have a last name. He's just Morgan.
Chow, say it. Measle?
Morgan Measle.
There we go.
Morgan Measle.
Welcome to the show. Morgan Measle.
He never got his vaccination for measles, and so ever since as a kid, he's been known as Morgan Measles.
I know, I got to be careful.
Because where he goes.
Mount Vernon for life.
Yeah, Mount Vernon.
No measle vaccine. What, really?
Mount Vernon? What does that mean?
It's the city I'm from in New York. Like borders the Bronx.
Not the plantation of George Washington.
No, dude, my mom.
Mount Vernon.
Usually my 10th or 11th birthday, we went down to D.C. for like the cherry blossoms and we went to like tour Mount Vernon. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
So dope.
I was allergic to all that shit though. Because I got like really bad season allergies.
Because you never got your vaccine. Never got
Yeah, right, exactly.
But, his mom is an anti-vaxxer.
the last day we went to fucking Mount Vernon, the plantation.
It's fucked up.
I don't know. It was weird. It was kind of cool.
No,
they made
beautiful.
It seem like kind of like whimsical and shit.
Yeah, I feel like they're not as like idolized as if like you're in New Orleans where they have the big placards and like the plantation tours and shit.
This was a tour. It was like a whole like fake, like, you know how they do like Civil War reenactments?
Oh, yeah.
It was
kind of
like
that.
It was full on. Like interactive experience.
They're like, you have to be a slave. It's part of the interactment.
Right, yeah. It's like
you
have
to being a slave. And you do all have the to jobs. Be a slave.
Well, in all those, like right there in like Pennsylvania, D.C. and all that, they are
the reenactors.
Huge on the Civil War reenactments.
So weird.
It's so crazy. Yeah.
It was like halfway through the day. I was just like, why are we here?
Yeah.
Like the trip's over. Can we just go back home? I don't want to do this.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking shitty. I went to one of those. It wasn't Mount Vernon. It was Monticello.
Yeah,
but the shit's weird. the reenactments is weird too, because like all the people who like do it say they're not racist and that they're not pro slavery. They're just reenacting part of American history, and they're really into reenacting American history. To which I said to one of them, I was like, okay, but what if I'm not into Al-Qaeda? I think 9/11 was horrible. I'm just into reenacting shit, and I reenact 9/11. Every year on 9/11, I fucking fly fake airplanes into fucking buildings and shit. Would you be like, oh, well, yeah, he's just into reenacting. Like, the guy was like, nah.
He didn't get it. A Lego superstar.
But I think they're deep down inside racist. Unless you like are like, I'm going to be on the Union side. The ones who volunteer to be the Confederate soldiers.
Yeah, they're with the shits. Yeah,
sure. They are definitely racist, and they're very proud.
That's just like their second Saturday of the month. Like the third Saturday, it's like a cross burn or some shit.
Mm, they're very proud people.
Fuck, man. I don't miss DC that much, though. The weather's fucking hot as balls.
Yeah.
And then cold as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Muggy and gross.
And then a blizzard out of nowhere. Yeah, that's what got me out of there was that 2-foot blizzard. I was stuck, stranded out of
my
house.
What year was that?
That was in 2010 or 2011.
2011, the blizzard that hit like right before November?
Yeah, and then
that's what got me out here.
Yeah,
that same exact blizzard.
That's when I moved. Yeah, I moved right after too.
I moved right before that blizzard hit.
I moved right after the blizzard. They I got
so he's smarter.
Yeah, well, no, dude. Yeah, I definitely. Yeah, I had no clue that shit was coming. I was snowed out of my house for like 2 weeks because I lived on a private drive.
Yeah,
and so the city wouldn't come and plow our street. So it was just wind.
So where were you living? You're like, all right, I was living to lose some weight
at the time.
All this shit myself.
Dude, I did. I got stranded out in the middle of the snow trying to walk to my house. Bro, it was up to my knees. So I was like about a quarter mile from my place, but my car was stuck. I was driving a Cadillac at the time. And so
Honda Civic. What the fuck?
And so I guess my Cadillac is stuck on this like not even like a lot of snow. It's like where they plowed. I got stuck there. I had to get out of my car and walk to my place, and it was like the snow was up to my knees. I was like halfway there. There's this like just lone tree in the middle of like the giant drive in the and my house I was living in, and I'm just like laid up against a tree, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna fucking die here, dude. This is too funny. It was so intense.
You laid up against a tree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was walking like because it was so hard to walk.
Did your phone work?
Yeah, my phone worked.
Did you call friends or did you?
No, I muscled through and I finally got inside.
Didn't have any friends back then?
No, I had friends. I called a friend to come tow my car out. We stayed up for like 2 hours.
They were like, who's this?
Yeah. Nick Kekaris, you fuck. Yeah. Come get me.
Get my Cadillac out of the snow. Dude, it sucked, man.
I used a fucking iPhone 11 in 2016 already. Yeah. No, go ahead.
Three cameras. I got three cameras on my phone. Dude, the snow was like so bad that I like the next day I couldn't even find my car. It was just buried because the wind just buried it in snow. Dude, it was awful.
Yeah, that
awful
was such
blizzard.
An awful. I remember that storm coming, and I just had, I'd lived on the East Coast for like 3 years at that point,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, I'd had enough East Coast winters.
Yeah.
And my buddy Sean, who's like my best friend from college, was visiting and staying with me, and he was about to leave, and I was like, this might be an extra good opportunity for me to have my buddy who has like one bag. He can check one of my other bags with the rest of my shit. And he can help me fucking take my shit to the post office and do like media mail to get all my shit back home. And I had two cats at the time. So I was like, he can take one cat. It's like, how am I going to fly out of here without a friend?
Right.
I was like, well, he's leaving right now. I'm like, hey, I told the person I was living with, I was like, I'm going to move out in a week. My buddy. And I just fucking peaced, and thank God I did.
Because
I lived in Flatbush, Brooklyn, where when those storms hit, you're stuck. You can't fucking drive. Mm-hmm. You can't fucking take the subway. You're just in Flatbush until the weather gets better.
I moved out of New York like a month before Sandy, like Hurricane Sandy.
Damn.
It was such good timing.
Sandy fucked up New York too.
My parents tried to power for like 2 weeks.
That's like where it hit.
And then Jersey too, right?
Jersey too. I remember when Atlantic City was all boarded up and all that.
It's crazy. We never had those kinds of things happening to New York. Like, hurricanes didn't hit New York.
It was, I remember hurricane season. It would just be like crazy rainstorms. By the time they always got to New York, it was just a tropical storm at that point. You know
what
I mean?
Not like a huge surge of water that like flooded everything.
It just stays there too for a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was never like that. It's like some New Orleans shit.
That's some New Orleans shit. That's some Florida shit.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, climate change isn't real, though. It's all a hoax. Fucking idiots. Oh, man, I do miss New York, though. I miss New York in the fall and spring.
Oh, those are the two best times.
Yeah.
It coincides with sports, too, because it's like those 2-3 weeks in the fall where it's like MLB playoffs, NFL starting.
Yeah, and
NBA,
Yankees
like
are
the
always
first week,
in it.
Like the Knicks are back.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. The weather's not that bad. And then it's just like shit for 6 months.
Who owned the Knicks before, what's his face?
James Dolan.
Yeah. Because they were a good organization. And then like.
No, I think it's always been in their family.
Really? How did he just fuck it up? The dad died and then like.
Yeah, he just
like,
doesn't
like
care.
The Bus family.
Dude,
same
he has like a fucking band. Called JD and the Short Shot.
So
and like
weird.
He like forces the players to go to like their concerts and shit. Like he doesn't care. Like he really like it's such a sad organization.
A
it's so sad. Yeah, pretty much, dude. But like bringer a bringer band that will play like the Hulu Theater or like the Microsoft Theater at Madison Square Garden. Just so like an 800 person like little arena right there. Oh, it's so stupid.
He makes them all pay $20 to get in.
But because they own Madison Square Garden.
It's a bringer show.
Because they own the Garden, they own the Rangers too. But he just hires like a GM to actually like do their shit and doesn't give a fuck. And so like the Rangers are like my
he only
really
loves
successful.
The Knicks enough to destroy.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's like yeah, it's like a toddler whose favorite toy he just fucks up all the time.
It's like Daniel Snyder and the Redskins.
Yeah. Fucking Redskins, man.
Yeah, they're awful.
But hey, DC, Chip City.
Hey, that's
Chocolate
it.
Chip City.
Chocolate Chip City. There it is,
right?
WMB, MLB. Yeah.
That's funny.
Now all we need is the Wizards are trying to fuck up that whole franchise. Yeah, 75 million 2-year extension for Bradley Beal. Like,
wait, what?
Yeah.
Beal's what he got. Feels good though.
He got
all
but
these
not
players are getting paid like way too much. Connolly got like 30 million like
that's
so
not 30, that crazy.
37 million to Bradley Beal doesn't seem Bradley Beal's a ball. He's a top 20
is.
Player.
Yeah. I just don't like it if you're not going to like lock him up for a
but
while.
But Wall getting injured like right after getting a huge contract is like basically destroyed their future.
Yeah, that happens to every franchise in DC.
Like right when you sign Gilbert Arenas, you're like, we're going to lock Gilbert Arenas down.
Hey, look at all these guns, dude. he bought all those guns with that
did
money.
Did you see John Wall at the Duke game last night?
What
you see John Wall at the Duke game last night?
No,
it was like
Duke,
Kentucky.
Duke
no, it wasn't Duke. Oh, sorry, Kentucky, it was Kentucky, Michigan. But he was just high out of his fucking mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not playing. He was like throwing up gang signs. Like, it was so great. It was just full on, like, yo, John Wall experience. It was great. Yeah, in the stands.
That's so funny.
Funchal
supports the Wizards. Well, he supports any team other than those bitch-ass Houston Rockets trying to take Hong Kong away from the powerful country of China. We support China. We do not support Hong Kong on this podcast.
Yeah. Fuck America. China number one. Yeah.
America, China, united forever. Hong Kong can burn in hell. We go against the grain.
Wait, why do your people hate LeBron James?
No, they like him. Hong Kong doesn't like LeBron James.
I don't.
I think you're being
Hong Kong, no. LeBron James came out and was like, I want to sell shoes to everybody in China.
I love Chinese people.
Yeah, he hushed his GM.
He's everybody.
Like, hey, bro, can you shut up? I'm making $50 million a year out here, bro.
I have nothing to do with Houston. I chose not to play with them because they hate Chinese people. I think freedom of speech is important for everybody except for Hong Kong. Hong Kong should shut the fuck up and buy... Fucking Kevin Durant.
By the one, like LeBron James, the newest shoes come out in 2 weeks. Support my shoes or whatever.
Yeah, that's really what LeBron cares about. He's like, I'm trying to be a billionaire.
Yeah, dude, he's trying to get that Jay-Z money, dude.
Yeah.
NBA is huge in Asia. Like, imagine if he goes there to do, like, if he can make international money. Not that like, he doesn't make money in the States.
Yeah.
But if you're doing, right? Like, that's not
Well,
bad.
They say China's... consumer economy is bigger than America's consumer economy right now.
I definitely believe that.
It's just they also have a bunch more poor people. But like, there's so many people.
But there's
like 400 million people buying shit.
Yeah.
We don't have 400 million people.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So that power, it's like, kind of like small.
Oh, yeah. They definitely flex on the NBA.
But the new LeBrons here go for like 180 to 200 for a brand new pair. Yeah. In China, 2 bags of rice. So it's a different. It's a different
and a dead girl's a fetus with 2 bags of rice.
It's either 2 bags of rice or the whole chicken that they give you.
And 2 bags of rice.
You
thank
choose.
You, LeBron.
The yeah, chicken will go. Give you protein on the short term, but the 2 bags of rice they can
they,
eat for.
They last all month.
They're going to get yeah. you to UCLA graduate students like, with their rice.
Oh, man. I remember day after Feng Chao got fired. Renee, Renee was like, fuck yeah, that Ching Chong's gone. I got that Ching Chong fired.
I definitely heard that.
Yeah.
I can
Renee, if you
want
to come on the podcast and defend yourself, once again, you have been welcome.
Before it's too late, Renee, yeah. you should have come on here. You should say something to keep your career in Lionsgate.
He said he would come on the podcast.
Only if Chow's not here.
No, Chow either has to not be here or he has to be chained in the corner like the like the Chinese dog that he is.
I remember actually when he said that too. I was standing right next to Hormos with that. His
stipulations. And Nick was like, hey, that's not right. And then Renee was like, am I wrong? And then Nick was like, he is kind of a dog.
He kind of got Nick on his side pretty quick. Yeah. To be honest. He defended you for like a
in
second.
In my defense, Feng Chao is kind of a dog. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a crazy dog.
Yeah, you are. He's a real psycho dog.
He humps mentally challenged people.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember when we had an Asian food runner?
No, I wasn't there for that.
Asian food runner? He had a mental illness, right?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah, there's an Asian guy.
What was his name?
I don't remember his name, but I had a nickname for him.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm sure you did.
Fling Chow.
That is what I used to call it.
Sound like it coming my way already.
Wait, Chow, you don't remember him?
He used
to stand in sacred ground and just be quiet, and then all of a sudden he would just like start like over talking everyone about
Fling
the worship.
Chow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't. You don't remember him?
Yeah.
Oh God. That guy was so fucking
annoying. He tried to do stand-up, too.
Yeah, he did.
He would, like, run bits by me occasionally, and I'd be like, oh, well, I don't know. I don't get it.
Dude, I didn't get anything that guy talked about. Yeah, but I don't know. I was always worried about, like, it's him and that Spencer kid. I was just like, man, these guys are both going to come back here and kill everybody. Like, they have, like, real anger issues. And
Spencer seemed fine, though.
I don't remember
Spencer very well. But what happened to Spencer? Let's talk about that.
He had the PTSD, and then he like would like.
Spencer was the bald guy with glasses. Uh-huh. Yeah, and I remember him. He had PTSD. Like, did he serve in the military?
Yeah, and then he would trip out. Like one day, like him and I got into it. And then, because he didn't want to run the food, I was like, bro, this is your only fucking job is to run the fucking food, dude. And then he's like, I have PTSD. And then started screaming at me. I was like, you need to calm the fuck down and run this goddamn food. And then I looked at him, we're standing right in front of the
floor. You realized he needed to be treated like a soldier. You're like,
Soldier, you need to deliver this food to table 36 right now. All right, and I want to hear, sir, I heard that, all right? Sorry, Jackie Brown.
Oh, yeah. Jackie doesn't do well with, my dog doesn't do well with yelling. Yeah. So if you yell, Jackie will get mad and bark. Right, Jackie? Jackie gets mad.
Jackie's like, no, I'm not barking anymore.
You can do it, Dad. You're fine.
But yeah, dude, both of those guys, they both had like these weird anger
issues. I really don't remember.
Is he
that
still kid. With his wife, Heidi?
I don't know.
Spencer and Heidi. Is that throwback really to the Hills?
I knew that sounded familiar too.
Did anybody follow?
I knew that sounded so familiar too. I couldn't put it together. No. I was like, Spencer and Heidi.
I don't know. I didn't. Yeah.
A quick little Spencer and Heidi reference for nobody.
For nobody.
For nobody got it.
For nobody in the room at least. All the fans, I'm sure, watch the Hills. All the fans out there, I'm sure, watch the Hills.
Has anybody watched The New Hills?
No, I don't have MTV anymore.
No.
Oh, I have to have access to MTV because my favorite television show in the world.
Ridiculousness?
Yeah, I swear to God, it's on 24 hours a day. Ridiculousness
it's
is on
It's on
TV.
Right before my favorite show.
And they have a spinoff now, too, Ridiculousness. Wait,
what's a spinoff?
It's the same.
Robin Big?
No, same kind of name, but yeah. But it's just a little slightly
hilariousness.
Different. Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah.
No, my favorite show is MTV's The Challenge.
Challenge is good.
I love.
What are they doing?
It's like OG reality TV, and all the storylines are so ingrained now for so many years. That's it's kind of so fire.
It's like Survivor, but they keep bringing back like all the same characters who have all fucked each other or fucked each other over out of money. Oh, so they hate each other and they get into major fights.
Yeah,
and
it's pretty spicy.
Survivor's the best TV show game, like game show type reality show that I think exists as far as like the game itself is like brilliant.
I don't know. I have
voting
to disagree.
People off and then having them vote on who wins.
I like Beat Bobby Flay more.
Yeah, you do watch that show all the time.
I like Beat Bobby Flay. I think that Beat Bobby Flay shows you what a piece of shit Bobby Flay
Dude,
is.
No one can beat him. He's such an arrogant show.
No, he's such a piece of shit.
It's such an arrogant show. It's like, come on and beat me. Then it's all Bobby Flay's friends being like, nah, Bobby Flay won.
Yeah. Like, no, Bobby crushed you. Yeah.
He cheats, too. No, like I've seen him lose.
To a dessert.
Like, but desserts is where he
always loses. Yeah,
he cheats to win on dessert sometimes. Mm. And one that I saw was he went up against somebody who had like, I forget, it was like a banana cream pie or something like that, and it was like
delicious, by the way.
Yeah, but I think banana cream pie is okay.
Banana cream pie.
He was going up against like a banana cream pie, and he was like, "My secret weapon is I'm making a chocolate cream pie with extra Oreos and shit."
Well, yeah, you're just gonna be way more
a banana cream pie with like an Oreo topped chocolate cream pie.
Yeah, that's way.
And I'm
better
like, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
You should be making
thing.
A banana cream pie. You should be
or like a key lime pie, or you know, something like not chocolate and Oreos, like super delicious.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You have to make another fruit pie.
Exactly what she's making.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a fair
It should be banana cream.
Yeah, because
that's what she's making.
Or but if like Bobby just spices it up a little bit with like add some Oreos to his banana cream pie, it's like, all right, I'm listening. You could do that, but you can't just make a delicious
thing.
That's a better thing,
because that's the whole point of the show. Is like once you finally go up against Bobby Flay, you have to give him your signature dish, and then he has to like
make
so you have
his
to make the
thing.
Same dish, basically.
Yeah. He's just like, nah.
And he was like, nah, I just put a bunch of chocolate in there. Like, bro,
what
a
that's actually dope. That's really cool. Actually,
and I haven't forgiven Bobby for taking Ari's wife from him in season 7 of Entourage.
I forgot that he was on Entourage. Uh-huh. Yeah.
He was the guy who took Ari's wife.
Yeah. Yo, who was at the store? Seth Green. And me and Vinny were both
Seth
just
Green.
Like, I
That's
was like,
cool.
oh, Seth Green. I was like, but like, we were just looking at him like when you know some like someone familiarly and you're just like, I don't like this guy for some reason. And it just definitely stems back to the
you're like what he did to Eve.
Yeah, dude. That episode there in Vegas. He said, what's up with Sloan?
What's up with Sloan?
Mind your fucking business, Seth Green.
Yeah, dude. Don't talk about Sloan that way, Seth Green.
Yeah, wasn't he just talking about how his whole life he's been judged off the piece of shit characters that he played? Because he's such a good actor.
He's
like such a good actor. Like, he's a real sweetheart in real life. But he's just such a good actor.
I bet all that's true.
Yeah. He was very polite.
Yeah. But, no, he was. I served him in the belly room before. Yeah, he was hella nice. Yeah, he tipped me well and everything. Yeah, he's a great dude. Yeah, but no.
And he's a long-time listener of this podcast.
Yeah, big fan of the comedy.
This one goes out.
Now, Seth, this one's dedicated to you,
I don't know who you are, Seth, but welcome to the Door Guy podcast.
You ever watch Austin Powers?
Mm-mm.
No?
He was the son in Austin Powers.
Wasn't he? He's like a short redhead.
Yeah, you know who he is.
That was the first movie I said. They're like Seth Green. I was like, from Can't Hardly Wait. They're like, what?
Out of all the dude, yeah, Morgan.
That's like bringing up David Spade and being like, you guys know him from Emperor Gets His Groove Back. Like, he was in that.
Yeah, no, Morgan likes all that weird TV shit. He was in the Big Little Liars and shit.
That show's phenomenal.
Big Little Liars are pretty good.
Big Little Lies.
I like Big Little Lies.
Is a good show. I haven't finished the second season.
Oh, wait, so 3 out of the 4 of us watch it?
But Pretty Little Liars is for children.
It's
for like
that.
Little girls.
No, I don't know. Yeah,
well,
I don't know either.
On the
one
side,
of them.
I'm a pedophile. I like that. Pretty Little Liars.
I love the way you said
like,
it.
You,
too.
Really, you watch Pretty Little Liars?
I'm Flinky Chow now.
Flinky Chow.
Coming up with ideas.
Hormo, it was great when you were talking about the challenge.
Yeah.
I was thinking, if you like watch that show like all the way through,
yeah,
you literally watched like 10 years of like that dude or 20 years of that dude. CT's
Johnny Bananas,
life. Johnny Bananas, CT, because they've all been around since like the '90s, like when the first like robots. Yeah,
West took
crazy.
A few seasons off, but he's back.
That's
too.
Nuts. Yeah. Fucking Miz got like a job with the WWF.
Yeah, he
like,
became
you know what I mean?
The
that show's
champ.
Crazy. Yeah, There's a lot of like weird like 90s.
Now it's like more of a sport than ever, though.
Oh, really?
Now it's like, do you know when they do Hall Brawl? Do you know what that is?
No, I haven't watched that show since like 2010, maybe.
Like maybe in the last like 4 years, they added a thing called Hall Brawl, where it's just a hall and two guys wear pads and a helmet and have to run through each other. It's not big enough for both of them. And they run into each other and they have to smash each other through and then come through the other side and hit a bell.
Kind of so like funny. What Feng Chao and Renee did near the ice machine.
It's a little different. Only one person was running that.
Still Flinky Chow. Yeah, what's up? Like, what?
Dude, that's so funny because that's essentially just like an Oklahoma drill for like football.
And that's man, what it is.
Yeah, and they like outlawed that like 10 years ago.
It's the Oklahoma drill that's been out. And MTV is like, we're going to make it worse because it's not going to be like cones keeping people in.
It's a wall.
It's a wall. So if you last second get scared and try and get away,
you run
into nowhere to get away.
It's like, we want all the head trauma. Your side.
Yeah. It's so
stupid.
So brutal now.
That sounds really
And the money is through the roof. Yeah. Like the chick who won the team that won a million.
Yeah.
And then the chick got to decide whether to split it with the guy or not. And then she was like, I'm keeping it all. And it's better than ever.
What?
Damn.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It's super good.
That's fucking, no, that's
like
wild.
Like a few years ago, Johnny Bananas chose to keep all 350.
You can't come back for another season.
She came back.
Oh,
she's
man.
On the, she's no, still
on the
season.
Did the dude come back? Did the dude that she fucked over come
yeah.
back?
Yeah, Hunter. He came back too.
No, I'm fighting her.
No. He was crying, looking for his shoes. He was just, because he just finished running a 3-day long crazy challenge. It's like the hardest thing he's ever done in his life. And at the end of it, you come in and they're like, and the winner is, because it's all these different stages, and they're like, the winner is Ashley and Hunter. And then they're cheering, they're happy, they're crying tears of joy. And then TJ goes, one of you ran it a little faster than the other. And that person gets to choose if they want to share the money or keep the entire million. And then she's like, Hunter's been putting me down this whole time. Fuck this, I'm keeping the money.
Oh my God.
And he's fucking crying and shit. It's fucking great. It's like the best TV show in the world.
You got to go to that with like a contract beforehand. Like, look, if we do win this. Actually, but they don't tell him that, huh?
They don't tell him that, no. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. She just improv her way out of the money, huh?
I'm swinging on her. I don't care.
Yeah.
Giving all the money.
Definitely robbing her later.
Yeah. Like, something's got to give, bitch.
I mean, he did call her a slut and whore and stuff a few times throughout the show.
But that's
and,
fine.
And, I don't care. I'm half the reason you won this. Yeah.
But that's okay, shows like on
she was
a game like this.
He had like a little dick.
Yeah. What was
like,
she? Yeah, what
I
was
she was
yeah.
too. Yeah, I think it was that too. Like, yeah. Like they were both saying mean things about each other, but
run me my money. That's insane.
That's so much money. But so would you have given if it was up to you to either take the whole million or take $500,000 and the other person gets $500,000?
And you gotta decide like right then. Right then I mean,
it's hard to not take the million.
Yeah, it's hard to not.
$500,000 is so much money,
but a million is twice as much.
It depends on how I feel about the person. If we had like a good relationship the whole time and we're like on super good vibes.
No,
like,
you're not
yeah.
on super good terms.
Yeah, I might
good,
take yeah. that million and then just like yell at them for like a couple days and then give
you
them the $500,000.
That million?
I'm going to give them the money anyway, but I'm going to have to say some shit to you. You're going to have to listen to me.
I'll be like, I'm going to keep that million.
Money, but,
and then if this person sucks my dick hard enough.
No, I'm going to yell at you. But like, it was very, you need to apologize for a lot of shit.
Yeah, and then I'll
give you the money incrementally.
That's smart, dude. Make him your slave. Yeah. I'll make you work for this million.
You don't have to work. You just have to listen to my grievances.
Yeah. Morgan just wants to be heard.
Damn, yeah. Morgan's been hurt so many times. Yeah,
I'm just thinking about how emotional I would be in that situation.
Vanessa,
now.
You're going to have to listen
and
to me.
Just
the girl's name's Ashley. I know, but my girl's Vanessa. Yeah. Oh, man. Let's talk about Renee again.
All right. Right. Dude, I remember this one time.
That's a tradition. Next, like, it's a segment. Like, whoever, like, there's nothing. We're like, yeah.
What's
like,
your so story?
Our favorite and least favorite Renee stories.
All right. So this one time, I'm on the front patio of the Comedy Store, right? And I've been talking to this girl probably for like 30 minutes. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden, Renee, out of nowhere, like, comes up, taps me on the shoulder. And he's like, hey, don't worry. I got this, bud. And I looked at him and I laughed in his face and I said, oh, you do? And then he said, yeah. I said, all right. And I looked at the girl. I said, excuse me, please. And I got up and I said, there you go. And she's like, wait, wait, where are you going? And I let Renee have my seat and the girl that I was talking to. And then I, 5 minutes later, like not even 5 minutes later, she's about to fight him and he's getting kicked out of the Comedy Store. He's the only employee I've ever seen get kicked out of the Comedy Store.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know what he does. Oh, and then not even like, and this was like, I think either a week prior or a week after that, Nate Diaz's girlfriend tried to beat him up and I was standing right next to him and I was like, whoop his ass, whoop his ass. And then Nate Diaz is so cool. He's just like laughing. He's like, come on, Renee, get out of here, you idiot. You know, but
he didn't even give him the Stockton slap.
Yeah. No, dude. Oh, that would have been so beautiful. I really did want it. But Renee had two girls in less than a week's time try to fight him on the front patio.
What a nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he really has a way with the ladies.
Favorite Renee story? Oh, this was it was like Jack Knight show upstairs in the belly room, and they had like invited Chappelle to come, but they didn't think he was going to come at all. And so the show ended, and then like I'm cleaning up, Chappelle comes upstairs, blah blah. He goes on to like two. Everyone's downstairs in the VIP bar later. It's like
Chappelle gets on stage.
Yeah, he gets on stage. He does like an hour and a half.
Even after the room emptied, he got
the room. I mean, people were leaving, but like it was like, all right, sit the fuck down and shut up. Like, you know what I mean? So he was on stage for like 2 hours. Then he goes downstairs to the VIP bar. It's like him and Thundercat like passing back like a fucking iPhone, like changing music. Drunk ass Renee decides this is his time that Dave Chappelle definitely wants to talk to him. He's just sitting there like taking up like a good like at least 10 to 15 minutes of his time just like talking to him. And then like he comes over, it was like me and Diamond sitting there, and he's like, he comes over, he's like, yeah, it's pretty cool. I was like, Renee, stop this immediately. Like, he does not want to talk to you. And he's like, no, he's definitely like, he's into it. He's like, it's a good conversation. I was like, it's probably a great conversation for you, dude. I don't know. I was like, he definitely doesn't want, he's like, no, it's like, you know, he's like a comic, I'm a comic. I was like, yeah, you guys are both comics technically, but like he.
The difference, he's
he
so
doesn't
funny
want to talk
you
to you,
not.
Dude.
There's a big gap.
So Renee was like, nah, I got this. So
they
goes,
have a lot in common though. They're both comics. They both shit on transgender people constantly. Right? Renee, you've
they
well
both
heard
say the N-word all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
What's except for when like Morgan's around or when there's like black people around.
Yeah.
Like Renee doesn't, Renee's like very respectful when
people of color around.
People of color.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when black people are not around. And by the N-word, nigger. I'm not saying it, Morgan. You know I wouldn't say it. I'm just saying it because I want to know. I don't want you to think it's nincompoop.
Yeah.
Doesn't that start with a K? No, I'm an idiot. Never mind. Are those like one of those silent K words?
Once again, something that Renee has been saying about Morgan. When he got hired, he's like, why'd they hire another one of those idiots? And I was like, what do you mean by those idiots? And he looked around and then he said the N-word.
Yeah. Renee loves it.
My favorite Renee story.
Yeah, I do.
Chow's favorite word.
Yeah.
He doesn't say it anymore, though. He just says liquor now, right?
My favorite Renee story is I remember Renee was like, can I get some weed off? You have some friends visiting. And I was like, I was like, I have some really good weed. And then he's like, how much? And I'm like, I'm not even going to charge you. I just want you to take this $20 bill, throw it in Feng Chao's face, and call him a bitch. And then he's like, why would I do that? Feng Chao's my best friend. I'm like, trust me, nothing's going to go wrong.
You do the weed with Feng Chao later.
You know what's so funny?
I gave him, $20.
And, I was like, and a bag of weed.
I was like, throw this in Feng Chao's face. Him a bitch.
Don't stop calling him a bitch.
Though, yeah. Right.
How would he ask you not to?
You
do
know
not stop calling him a bitch.
That Chinaman.
Right. I was there. Break I was him. There right before Feng Chao attacked Renee
really?
Violently.
Okay.
Yes. And before
Feng
he violently
Chao
assaulted
I'm
Renee.
I'm Chao right now.
And so it was me, Tony Hinchcliffe, and Sandra. We're all three talking by the server computers at the service bar. And then fucking Renee's dumb drunk ass comes back there and just starts saying all this dumb shit. And then me, Tony, and Sandro all just look at each other away. Like simultaneously, like, oh, I guess the fucking fun has to stop sometime. And then we all just walk away. I'm like, way to walk everybody, Renee, you fucking loser. And then Feng Xiao beat him up.
So that's what happened. Now we've got a whole Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
Renee went back there, was made sad by Nick. So now Renee's sad and upset, goes to the bar. He's like, I'm going to drown my sorrows in another drink. Uh-huh. Is told, bar's closed by the Chinaman here.
Yeah.
And then also I've bribed him to throw a 20 in Feng Xiao's face. That's all true, too.
Yeah.
And then he throws the 20 and then because I can't see a Renee who wasn't just completely destroyed by Nick.
Oh, yeah. That's true. He was definitely emotional after I put him down.
Yeah. Yeah. And that emotion went on. Just like the other day, I remember... Julian, the new security guard, was pissed at Tony, the food runner. Like, they got into it.
That makes sense.
They yelled at each other.
The kitchen manager, you mean, Tony?
he's a kitchen manager now. And, he got yelled at black security guys.
And they got into it. And I swear the reason that Julian was upset was because, like, 10 minutes earlier, Asani was going around telling everybody and making fun of Julian for Julian tapping out when Burner and him like wrestled. Yeah. Right. And he was telling everybody.
Burner tapped him?
That's what Asani was saying. Burner, when I asked Burner, he was like, I don't remember it that well. I think he was stoned.
Yeah.
But he's like, I don't remember if I made him tap. But I think he's like.
But Burner used to wrestle.
Yeah. Oh, Burner's strong. By Burner's like, just look at his body. You can tell he's like.
And Julian's like, he's tall. He's like,
well, and he's a vegan.
Though. Yeah, he's tired. Yeah.
But everybody was like clowning on Julian a little bit that night, but Julian was taking it, was cool with it.
Yeah,
because he had to be. You can't just be. You can't. Yeah. But right under the surface, you know,
the kitchen manager.
So it's like Renee didn't want to flip out at that moment because he. But as soon as fucking Feng Xiao was like, kitchen's closed.
I'm the kitchen manager. Fuck off.
Ask Tony. You got to get Tony's approval.
That's so funny, too, because I don't know if it's that Julian was like, oh, Tony's definitely not making fun of me.
Yeah.
Or if Tony's joke was just so dumb.
Right.
That Julian was like, I think both.
I think both.
Yeah, a little bit of both. Yeah,
Tony's kind of the worst. So.
Yeah, Tony definitely like misread the fucking
room. But because I
felt
like if you're clowning people there, if you're funny, whatever, if you're being funny, people really laugh at that.
Yeah.
But no matter who is who, but like I felt like it's a weird thing. It's like, oh, you're the fucking kitchen manager. I fucking beat, right? Like I'm running people out. Like you can't laugh at me. Or like, or you say some dumb shit. Like it doesn't
matter. Yeah, if it had a good joke, you wouldn't have cared.
Yeah, for sure.
Also,
I would laugh.
Also, like people around you can tell when you're making like a joke versus like
when you're just saying some mean shit. Yeah,
yeah.
Because it's like I'm not gonna name names, but I've like made fun of one of the door guys by telling people like who are looking for like what entry to come into. I go, oh, just go show your IDs to the guy who looks like a Mortal Kombat character.
Yeah.
and then people laugh and everybody gets it. It's just a joke and then they go. But I've called that same Mortal Kombat character like a fake fuck, a fake samurai, a fat. Fuck samurai. I've been like really said mean things too.
Yeah.
And like those people didn't laugh. People were like, oh, that's so mean. Well, and I apologized after for those.
Yeah. People didn't laugh. Yeah.
Because it's like, it's mean.
It's the intent.
It's extra mean. Yeah.
It's the intent behind the word. And you know, that's why people don't like it when Renee keeps on saying the N word. You know?
Yeah. I agree. I agree.
Are you saying
what is the intent behind it? White power? What the fuck? Yeah. Renee.
That's how Renee
says it. Hold on. Do you guys think there's any link to like racism and Renee's yearly trips to Charlottesville? Is there a connection? Do you guys think
he's been going more often? Have you noticed that?
Yeah, because he stole money from Polly. That's why he goes there.
Yeah, he just has a thousand of Polly's shirts down there.
No, but he did say, like, every time he goes on tour with Paulie, he takes the pillowcases with him. And I was like, oh, like, to keep, like, a souvenir from, like, each gig. And he's like, no, I like to put holes in the pillowcases, and I use them as hoods. And I was like, oh. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. It's different. That's different. Different use for him.
I was like, how do you spell? I was like, Renee, do you spell Renee with, like, R-E-N-E-E or R-E-N-E? And he was like, it's K-K-K, R-E-N-E. I was like, oh, three silent K's.
What is K-K-K for?
Three silent K's. Yeah, I don't know. K-K-K, R-E-N-E. I was like, all right. All right, dude.
Dude, I'm not going to say which one, but one of the front bartenders at one point, because Renee would just come up there and, like, just shit all over the front bartenders and be really rude and steer wrong and just, like, an embarrassment to the Comedy Store. Like, and then he would never tip, right?
Oh, and the tip thing is, yeah. I have to talk. We have to talk about it. Yeah, we'll talk about it in a second.
Okay. And so then the front bartender was like, he's like, let me get my shift drink. You know, Renee's already drunk. And he's like, no, dude, no, get out of here. You know, and the front bartender's like, no, dude, I'm not going to serve you. And he's like, I'll tell you what.
So it's Toby.
Yeah, no, it's just a front bartender.
I could just tell by the impression.
No! He's like,
nobody else is
saying that. Someone just yelling. Yeah. Yeah.
No, he's like, how about for $20, I'll give you this one. And then he did. He made him pay $20.
And then I was there. He's like, where's my change? And Toby's like, oh, the front bartender's like, no.
I was there. Yeah. The front bartender.
Yeah, dude, that was a great moment in Renee history. Yeah.
That was so funny. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's for the drink.
Yeah.
So when after Renee listened to the episode where we talked about Feng Chao getting fired, he called me and said that the story's not true. We got it wrong. And I was like, what? Did you not throw a $20 bill in his face and call him a bitch? And he's like, no, that part's true. But before that, he said what wasn't true was he said that the part about him saying, let me get a drink, and Feng Chao saying, no, you never tip, wasn't true. And he was like, I always tip. And he's like, I always tip a dollar or two. This is what he told me. He's like, I always tip a dollar or two, unless it's Rob. Rob doesn't let me tip. To which I said, I doubt Rob's all he's busy doing all these drinks. He's like, Renee, you better don't tip me. Put it away. Don't put it away, Renee. Yeah. I'm like, you don't ask. You just put it in the jar.
Right. Yeah.
If you're getting drinks, you just put it in the jar. Or you leave it on the table and you just leave. Right. You're not asking. I'm like, we got to get Rob on because I got to ask Rob. I'm like, Rob, are you stopping Renee from tipping? Because also that's wrong of Rob because you're not the only bartender, Rob.
Right.
When you're back there, there's
like two or three.
I doubt that Rob would do that, though.
There's no way Rob's telling Renee not to give her money.
Rob has never told anyone no. Who does that? No service worker has, nobody. Unless it's like your best friend or something. Yeah. Or like, you know,
your sister,
or someone, or family, or someone that never orders drinks maybe, you know, but not Renee Lancaster who's back there every night.
So Renee, you're welcome to come on the podcast and defend your tipping policy of a dollar or two to everybody except for Rob because Rob stops you.
Yeah, and you're talking about getting a fucking free drink and you tip a dollar. Bro, throw a five in there. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? Like, anywhere else in Hollywood, it costs at least $8 for a beer. And that's not including tip.
If I'm drinking, I'll throw a 20 in. And I'll be like, I'm drinking. That's for the whole night. I'm going to keep coming back and drinking.
Right.
If I'm drinking,
if I'm
for
drinking,
sure.
I'm like, I'm drinking for $20?
Right. Yeah,
on Sunset?
I know.
That's like,
insane.
It's insane. Yeah.
There's also a lot of times I'll just be sitting there and I'll be like, come take a shot. And I'll be like, I really didn't want one at all. But all right.
Yeah, no, I'll do that.
Yeah, but that's different. Yeah. But that's different.
Like,
yeah.
That's like
you're getting invited over to take a
shot. That's never happened to Renee.
You're not, right. Which never happened. That's very true.
That's the weed version of, hey, we're going to smoke a joint. Come smoke with us. Versus, do you have a joint I can buy?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Give me a joint.
If you're buying weed off of Pete,
that's two different stories.
Right. Yeah. That's totally different.
Mm-hmm. So Renee,
but I doubt that the bartender would be like, hey, let's all take a shot and then expect like, hey, why don't you guys tip me after the shot? Nobody's going to go that way. Let's just have a good time. Right. Like that's not going to be.
Yeah.
It was one time I was like fucking hungover as shit, and I was asking Chow for weed to go home with because he's always talking about how he has 3 ounces with him or at his house. So I asked him for weed, and then he was like, "You want weed from me?" And then he just starts talking. He's like going for like 30 seconds. He's like, Robert, this immigrant wants weed from me. Should I give him weed, Robert? Nah. So I'd like given him $5 too. And I was like, you know what? Just give me the fucking money back. I just walked away. I was like, hey, you can give me weed or not, but I'm not going to listen to you fucking berate me for fucking 2 minutes before you even think about it.
I just wanted some weed. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Are you my friend or not?
Yeah. I remember the other day Morgan locked himself out of the apartment.
Oh, yeah.
And then
you want to talk about
then
this?
Calls me over to let him back into his apartment.
Uh-huh.
And
I
then
called my landlord.
And
to
then
let
yeah,
back
called the building manager.
Yeah.
Called the Nikki Poopoo up the building.
And then he's like, all right, I'm about to go to Popeyes. I'm gonna get you a chicken sandwich. I was like, all right, cool, yeah, thanks, right? Man. Yeah, a $4 chicken sandwich, which is cool.
What's wrong with $4?
And it's a good chicken sandwich,
Nick,
you know?
But it's not like you can just get the chicken sandwich right now.
It's a small price to pay for something that there's normally a fee for.
Bro, you're asking like I had to call you. I could have just went to Rose's apartment and got the key.
Huh, Nick, you guys charge a fee if somebody is locked out?
Well, yeah, because you lock yourself out of your apartment. There's a fee charge. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure.
I've never heard
what's
of that.
The fee?
You know, I've just had cool managers, I guess.
But foremost, here's the thing. He's acting
like there is a policy
Rose and Taylor have a key to my apartment.
Nick's just not a cool manager.
He's like, I'm not your friend right now, dude. I'm your manager. There's going to be a fee on
Rose. We invited you to come on the pod to tell you you're not a good manager.
Like I would have spotted you weed.
Dude, I know you're a good guy.
You don't even have to give me a chicken sandwich, dog.
But listen,
I didn't ask for anything. He offered to get me a chicken sandwich.
Verbatim, I said, if I can, I'll get you a chicken
sandwich.
That's
not what he said. Yes, I'll get you a chicken sandwich.
No, I did, but I definitely prefaced it with, if I can get you a chicken sandwich.
But that's not what you said. Are they out of chicken sandwiches?
No.
But did you get a sandwich or what? In the end?
No. Then this guy comes back with the sandwich and is like, "Oh, you have to work all of these shifts for me for like the next like fucking 6 years of your fucking life, and then you gotta get this.
Let me defend you for a second.
And then
in Morgan's defense, you have to realize that to Morgan,
all right, you know
chicken
what? No.
is worth so much.
Because I don't want you to defend me.
So valuable.
I got a microphone.
So Popeye's chicken sandwich to Morgan.
Yeah.
And people like Morgan.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know.
I'm just saying
it's
that.
It's like a drug mayonnaise to Nick and people like me.
Like chicken.
Yeah. Like Renee once told me.
It's like hummus to your
all
people.
All these N-words love Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
I was there when Renee said that.
Remember that?
Yeah.
We're all there.
But yeah.
Thank you guys.
Popeye.
You want to finish the story or can I finish the story?
No, but then I can, so I can just appreciate everything that Feng Shao's ever done to Morgan.
So here's exactly what happened.
It's my whole point, because Morgan's a piece of shit.
That's not the point of the story.
Okay, so he said, work for me for 6 years.
No, I said take this shift tonight. Like, take this part of the room tonight.
And for the next 3 weeks.
I threw the next 3 weeks in there? I don't remember that.
You
Whatever.
Did.
Anyway,
so
the only reason
he doesn't remember a lot of the things that he was saying that day, very conveniently, dude.
Oh, no.
I think without a doubt, Nick should have been given that chicken sandwich.
No, dude, here's the issue. Here's the issue. And this is what Noah will let me get to.
Let's go back to a Morgan.
I get
to
Popeye's, right? Uh-huh. In my mind, I want two of these chicken sandwiches, at least. From what I've been told, you can get four. So when I get to the drive-thru window, there's a sign that says only two per car. Sorry, Nick, you lost a chicken sandwich, dude. Like, what do you want me to do?
See, I would have still given it to Nick.
Yeah, and see,
you know, promise a chicken sandwich, you got to deliver a chicken
sandwich. I didn't promise a chicken sandwich. Yes, I said if I can.
And I think Feng Chao would also agree because Feng Chao promised Renee, call me a bitch again.
Right.
And I'm going to fucking attack you.
Yeah.
He made a promise and he delivered.
Yeah. Either you're a man of your word or you're not.
Bro, Feng Chao would eat the fuck out of both those chicken sandwiches.
If Morgan was on that show, he would be the one to fucking take the $1 million and make for sure.
I said I would take the million dollars and tell you why you're wrong about everything.
Yeah. And he'll do it.
I give you $1,000 a day to come hear my grievances about you. But tell you why you ate shit. You're going to have to roll around with me while I get food and stuff. I'm not going to buy you food. I'm just going to eat my food. And that time when you called me a bitch, that was uncalled for. And remember, we were on the podcast. You were lying about chicken sandwiches. You were fucking lying for that too.
Years later.
Well, I'm dope. Here's your $50,000. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. I'll see you tomorrow bright and early.
First of all, I never said one lie today. Well,
but you know what?
Maybe all that. Maybe some of the Renee stuff. But
no, all the Renee stuff. Is true.
All the Renee stuff is true.
But it would be funny if you take the chicken sandwich the middle, put it on your side, just give him like a chicken sandwich without the chicken.
Yeah,
like,
hey, you bread. Got one.
You just give him a vegan version.
The impossible chicken sandwich.
Or just on your way home, you stop at Ralph's and get like.
And then you would have, like, you would have nothing to say on the pod. You're like, yeah. I got a 99-cent
snack pack. Chicken no pieces chicken. And just stick it in
I love little. That is KFC's counter to fucking Popeye's chicken sandwich, the Impossible Chicken.
Do they have Impossible Chicken?
Yeah, they're painting all their buildings green and shit.
Oh, I did really? See that. Yeah, they did like, yeah, it started in like Atlanta of all places like 2 months ago. I remember that.
Fucking KFC decided to go vegan while Popeye's, while Popeye's is killing it with chicken sandwiches.
Well, because KFC had like the double down like fucking 4 years ago. Yeah. No, actually, way longer
I never
than
ate that.
I did. I tried either. It.
I didn't. It, what it, about, it just looked like heart disease.
Oh, what about that
I'm
Jack?
I'm feeling it now. It is.
What about that Jack in the Box, the seven patty stack or whatever the fuck it
what?
Is? Do you see that?
No.
Yeah, you can get like.
Oh, I did see that. They're little, but it's like one of those like fake ass like high school lunch chicken sandwiches.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But you can stack like five patties on top of each other or some shit. It's so ridiculous. Like it's so big.
Yeah, that might be fire.
Yeah.
No, it's all not. Pressed. It's pressed chicken.
Yeah, it's bad. You're
so
right.
So it doesn't have the stringy good like chicken feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what would be dope is if like you made like a device that took baby chicks that just get killed anyway, and you put it in there, and out the other end comes a chicken nugget. You know, just a weight, just into the waist.
As soon as they're born, they're processed into a nugget.
No, so convenient.
But have you seen what really happens? As soon as they're born, the females get separated, and the males get thrown into a big bag, and then the bag gets just closed up. So they can suffocate in there, and then they get thrown in the garbage.
That's the opposite of China.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's literally the opposite of what happened to Feng Chao's sister.
Yeah, we just don't have plastic bags.
We're like, they're like,
they use only paper.
Oh, Feng.
We use recyclable, like, whatever, paper for those dead babies. Whatever. Dead babies.
Dead babies. That's my favorite part of the joke.
Feng Chao killed his own sister.
Yeah, right?
And then he ate her.
I did it. Yeah, just like protein. Renee. By the ice machine on him.
Now, I remember Renee was telling me about how he lost his virginity. And he was like, I hooked up with the hottest chick in school. In high school, and I was like, "Weren't you homeschooled?"
So you fucked your sister.
And he was like, "Yeah, I fucked my sister, but she was. I only fucked my hottest sister." So that's her name.
Dude, yeah, that is Renee.
No, does he have sisters?
I don't know.
Yeah, he does.
I know a story. Yeah, he does.
They're either like ugly as fuck or like fucking hot as shit. There's no way it's like in between.
Or in between.
You know what I mean?
Or the in between.
You think it's in between?
Probably in between.
Yeah, math would say it's in between.
I remember Morgan telling me about his high school job at the pool. Morgan used to work at his community pool.
I hate you so much.
No. It's not a bad story.
So, it's a real story.
No, like at the pool, to save on towels, they would have Morgan stand on the side of the pool so that when women would come out of the pool, they would just immediately dry up when they looked at Morgan. They would see Morgan and just immediately dry up. He's like, and then that's why Morgan was known as the human towel.
Yeah.
But he makes guys crazy wet. It was the opposite for guys. Like right now, I don't know if you guys can feel inside your pants, but I know I'm wet.
Yeah. How wet is your pussy?
Very wet. Very. Thinking about you by the pool with the picture of the walk. I just put
with the picture
in.
Of the walk. That should definitely be the cover art for this episode.
Photoshop him that photo to a pool just by himself.
I did have like a fucking fun job in high school. I used to work at a yacht club. But it was like a super like small yacht club. Like no, I mean it's like New York. Like
this is one ship. Yacht.
It was a slave ship in Jamaica.
It was actually his family yacht, and his grandfather would give him $50 a summer.
Oh like man!
He worked at the yacht.
What'd you do for these rich people?
No, it was like they have a club called like the Polar Bears, where they all take like these super small sailboats out and like race them around like the Long Island Sound in like winter. So we would just go and like help them put
this
their boats
in Jamaica?
The water.
Yeah, Jamaica, Queens.
Jamaica, Queens.
It was in, it's in Westchester, New York. Where
50.
I'm from. Yeah. But we would just go, and then we just go eat like bomb ass like country club food for like 3 hours and watch football till they came back because it was only on Sundays. It was perfect.
Sounds
dope. And they pay us like $150 a week just for like that one fucking Sunday shift.
Oh, that's nice.
Man, to be rich.
Dude, that was like...
that's what Renee makes in a year. $150.
I remember Renee was like, he's like, I make a lot of money stealing from Pauly, but most of it I use on... He's like, most of it I use on whores. Yeah. And I'm like, you spend that much money on whores? And he's like, yeah, dude, I'm not going to black whores.
Oh my God. Yeah. Renee, that does sound like something Renee would for Renee.
Remember he paid for Abby's lunch?
Yeah, that was so funny.
Dude, that was when his car got repossessed, right? Right. Shortly after, he couldn't make his car payment.
Oh, fucking Renee. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Do you remember
we love you, Renee. Come on the podcast. Defend yourself.
I was going to say, this feels like a memorial episode.
We've got a booster
seat. He's died. It's like, I see Renee like every fucking day.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I say this stuff to Renee every day.
I was walking in yesterday or like last week. And I like saw Tony and I was like, hey, Tony, what's up? And then I was like,
the kitchen manager,
Tony? No, Tony Hinchcliffe. And I was like, fuck you, Renee. And Tony was like, what'd you just say? And I was like, I said, fuck you, Renee. He was like, oh, I thought you said don't fucking touch me. And I was like, that's like weird. Like, you can't bring that energy into here.
Well, you know, because we're
like just saying fuck off for me. It's like totally cool. Like, if I'm creating
Fuck you,
Renee. So, oh, no, yeah, that's fine. That's cool. Yeah, sure.
Well, no, because Renee had all those incidents where he was touching those kids, remember?
On the marquee.
Yeah. They had to display it on the marquee for a few hours just to let everybody in passing know.
Wait, what happened with that actually?
You're there, my parents are touching my son.
Yeah. That was on the marquee of the.
Do you guys remember when, like
Lockwood put it up there or something?
No, it wasn't Lockwood.
You guys remember when Renee dressed up as Tony Hinchcliffe for Halloween? Were you guys here for that?
No.
He dressed up. It was like identical to Tony Hinchcliffe for Halloween. And then. No, he didn't dress up as Tony Hinchcliffe for Halloween. He dressed up as Boon Chakalaka for Halloween. And then he raped Tony Hinchcliffe.
Yeah.
And then ever since then, Boon Chakalaka's been, like, you know, people have
alienated.
Been accusing him.
Yeah.
Alienated. And he goes around telling everybody, I did not rape Tony Hinchcliffe.
No, he says Tony Click-Clack. Yeah, Tony Click-Clack. Yeah.
And it's like, I know, Boone.
Yeah.
I know you're telling the truth.
He tells me
it was Renee.
It was Renee, yeah. Was Renee. I know, yeah. An innocent man doesn't tell you that he's innocent three times a night if he's not innocent every time you see him. You know?
Now, I mistook that.
That's for sure. That's all guilty behavior, yeah.
Now, I mistook it for the time... Halloween earlier, where Renee did dress up as Tony Hinchcliffe
and raped himself,
allowed Boon Chakalaka to fuck him. He'd been trying to get at Boone's pants for a while.
Yeah,
Boone was like, "I like taller men," and so he dressed up as Tony Hinchcliffe, wore some platforms,
mm-hmm.
and got it.
Who knew the difference? He was like, I was definitely Renee's asshole.
Yeah. Classic Halloween.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, good times. I'm hungry as fuck. Do you guys want to get something to eat after this?
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, I can eat.
Fuck yeah, that's part of the podcast too. We're going to eat something later.
And then we're going to decide. Yeah.
You'll never know. Some of the things are mysteries.
Renee's
you have to listen to next week.
Renee's waiting to pay for
Renee's
us.
Going
to
pay for our food with money he stole from Pauly Shore. So it's going to be
so
dope. Just Renee's racist, anti-woman. Steals from Pauly Shore.
Yeah.
Well, the steal from Pauly Shore
has raped and has been raped.
Yeah.
Future head of
Lionsgate.
If he actually
did it, he would have to have like some intelligence. Like, you know what I mean? And he's definitely not smart enough to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why it's so funny to me.
To do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. None of it.
Renee was smart enough to get free weed and get Feng Chao fired. So.
Yeah. That's very smart on that.
And to walk all of the witnesses, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. He's like, I know how to clear that.
It was methodical, bro. It was fucking methodical, dude. Yeah.
Okay, Kaiser Sosa.
Dude, oh, man. Wait, before we end here, my one of my my last and favorite. We're not ending. Stories.
This podcast goes 5 hours.
Yeah. Well, ahead. Whenever. Yeah. But the night that Renee tried to fight Josh Martin in the VIP bar. One of the greatest.
I don't remember that.
I separated.
I was there, and I was right there, and I did not separate them. And I would
why
never,
separate them?
Yeah,
they,
I was like, Feng Chao, what are you doing? I was like, let him fight. I was like, yeah, fight, dude. And then and Feng Chao's like sobbing. Well, Josh would never fight because Josh is a pussy. But you know,
I think Josh would fight Renee.
No, he wouldn't. I was there. He was like, I'm not going to fight you. You have so much to lose. Yeah, like, which,
true, too.
Yeah, well, at the moment, he didn't. But, yeah. It's
he wasn't a paid regular yet?
No, he wasn't a paid regular yet. And
he just wants to shit on Josh.
Yeah, he was just like, he was bartending in the VIP bar, just shitting all over Renee. Renee, of course, I don't know why you're even trying to go to Josh to grab a drink in the first place. Yeah.
What did you like, think?
Yeah, would yeah, fucking idiot, Renee.
Bar's closed.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever. And then fucking. Yeah, and then he was like, well, what? You want to take this outside? I'll beat your ass next to the dumpster, dude.
Isn't that Renee?
That's Renee.
Yeah, that's what Renee said.
Real South Carolina. Oh,
nice. Yeah, that's exactly what Renee said.
For Renee.
Yeah, I know. I was proud of him, too. Yeah, I was like, fuck Josh up. Dude, I'm just like hyping this shit so hard, right? And then Funk Chow out of nowhere. Of course, like, why are you breaking up fights, dude?
Well, because I'm a retard, just like Renee.
He's a Lancaster brother.
I'm a Lancaster brother myself now.
Yeah, and he just jumps in there and separates Renee. But Renee was for sure about to beat Josh Martin. My money's on Renee in that fight.
Dude, think about it. If Renee had done that, Renee would have been fired for initiating the fight.
Yeah, Josh probably would have been fired.
Maybe. Yeah. Renee would have been fired for sure.
For sure. Yeah.
Guess who would still have a job?
Feng Chao.
Oh, yeah. Lancaster brother Chao.
Yeah.
I mean, technically.
It's like Survivor. Feng Chao saved
Feng
somebody.
Feng Chao, yeah, he fell on the sword.
Well, but you know, but yeah. it's the reason that I went in to stop him because, I've never seen Renee that
mad.
Oh, he was so mad.
He was really ready to.
Right, he was gonna fuck Josh up.
Bro, he was gonna fuck Josh up. That's because why I was, dude. Well, and I was just like, yeah, do it, dude.
Like Beavis?
Yeah. I was like, yeah. I was like, do it, dude. Oh God, I want to see it so bad.
Here's a shot of Jameson when they take the shot and beat his ass.
That's all I kept saying.
That's how I
contribute
to the show. I want to watch this show.
That's so funny.
Oh God, fucking bitch ass Josh.
Yeah.
I got a plan for Renee. I'm gonna be so fucking successful and rich, pulling in my car in the lot. Renee will be still parking, right? I'm not gonna tip him. And say some crazy shit. He can start choking me. I start laughing. I'm like, hey, everybody come over here. Watch this show for free. Maybe you know
that
the
actually
story
will be
before.
The funniest thing.
That's
ever.
Why Feng Chao's been working so hard. Yeah. He's gotta fucking.
I got you, Renee.
I always said when Chao gets like makes it, he's just gonna come by and just call people poor, and then leave. He won't even have like, a spot that night. You're so broke.
There's no confident Asian men in Hollywood or at the Comedy Store at least anymore.
No, not
you
anymore.
You know, there's like you don't see any confident Asian men walking around.
Yeah, it's true.
It's just regular Asian.
If you want to see a confident Asian man, it's go to 1233 North Detroit Street. The guy's there now.
Yeah, that is definitely where the confident Asian man lives. I used to live there too. That is 100% his address.
And the street was Detroit Street. Yeah.
North Detroit Street.
North Detroit Street.
No confusion,
Not west.
No, it's North Detroit.
You're looking for a confident Asian man?
Yeah, you'll find him.
You'll find him there.
Yeah, you go there. Ron Taylor's there.
You're going to have so many fat white chicks beating down
Does
your
Ron
door.
Does Ron Taylor live there now, too?
No.
That'd be a fucking great for Ron.
Well, that's the podcast, guys. What
this
do you
was
guys,
fun. That was
this was
good.
Fun. Thanks for being here.
Plus your podcast. Don't you have a podcast?
Yeah, I have a podcast with Mitch Burrow and Matt Lockwood called The Big Humble.
That's a good a good group.
Yeah.
It's fun. We have a good time.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Someone was telling me the other day, they're just like, it's just so stupid. And I was like, yeah, that's what we're going for.
Not I like trying. It because none of you served in the military. You know? Like Mitch would like technically was in like the Coast Guard fixing helicopters or something, but like I. So were we all.
Who was it? Like, 05 was a wild time.
Yeah, and I do a weekly sports show with Punky Johnson for this app called Ref Ratings. And you can find us on Instagram at Ref Ratings. And
Also plug that two-bedroom apartment.
Oh, no. There's a one. I rented that out today.
There's a one-bedroom. Get your sister out of your house, too. Looking for a roommate.
People might want this apartment.
Right over near...
we're our listeners.
The rent is $1,795. It's a one-bedroom apartment. Comes with a parking space. We have pool, laundry on site.
Heart of Thai Town.
Heart of Thai
Neighbors
Town.
Neighbors with a beautiful, beautiful black man with dreadlocks.
Yeah. Well, they already got ejected by the application.
Well, right? He has terrible credit.
He got ejected.
He filled out. Hell no. We ain't talking about this. No. We can't move it. No.
He didn't get rejected. No, he got ejected. He got lost.
Yeah.
He got launched out the seat when they even tried to fucking talk about that.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Learn English, Feng Chao. Learn some fucking English.
Well, yeah. It was funny already.
Renee has.
Imagine if I tried to learn Chinese, the mistakes I would make.
Yeah.
This guy learned English.
Yeah.
And I'm yelling at him for saying ejected instead of rejected.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit am I?
Oh, I don't know. I gotta laugh.
All right. I'm fine.
Oh, I love you, Fung.
Yeah. Love you too, I love you too,
as much as Renee loves stealing money from Polly. I love you, dog.
Yeah.
And he loves from Polly. He loves it.
Yeah.
Rate, review, subscribe. Listen to Mandarin Dream if you want to listen to Feng Chao speak in Chinese.
Yeah. Someone's going to fucking tweet, but like, get Polly in.
Yeah.
And if you want to get a cold sore, give Feng Chao a kiss in the next couple days.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me. Yeah. That's a package deal.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.